County Supervisors Meeting, May 15, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials, Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning, we're up to 150 absentees. And yesterday we had quite a few request forms come in through the mail and everything. And the legal notice for the election will be in the paper on Thursday. So we'll see what kind of an increase we get from that, because they'll have the Democrat and the Libertarian and the Republican ballot shown in there with the legal notice, so. Just rolling along on that.
Mike Johnstone, County Sheriff.
Good morning, gentlemen, I don't really have anything to add this morning.
Thank you. Krista?
Good morning.
Health Department.
We had the Board of Health meeting last Thursday, and they had a presentation done on human trafficking, so there was some really good information. It was Kathy Soul, came down from the Quad Cities, presented information on that. And we're gonna go ahead and do some trainings in-house for our public health nurses to be able to identify potential victims of human trafficking. We also had a discussion, we had a presentation done a couple of months ago on electronic smoking devices. And the Board of Health had discussed it again on Thursday and decided that they do wanna take some action on that. They had received a letter from the Iowa State University Health Promotion Club. And one of the things that the club was mentioning is all the risks that electronic smoking devices cause. And so they've actually gone to a number of counties, Story County for one of them, and asked the Board of Supervisors to enact a county ordinance banning the use of electronic smoking devices in public areas. And so that was, they had received a presentation from ADS, who talked about the harms of electronic smoking devices, how that's geared towards kids these days. And so they feel like that may be something the Board of Supervisors may wanna look at, and they're wondering if we could do a work session to discuss that and possibly have ADS come and do a presentation regarding electronic smoking devices.
Okay. Lisa Schreiner, Recorder's Office.
Morning, I have nothing to add today.
Rodney, how's the maintenance?
Morning, we got a lot going on. We're trying to keep up with the mowing, fixing some minor air conditioner issues here and there. We just finished up the jail project last Friday in the female GP area, getting that all repainted. So I wanna thank the jail staff. They were great to work with. It was a pretty good inconvenience for them guys going in and out of the doors a lot. So really appreciate the jail staff there. They were great to work with and pleasant. So we made it through it and it's all finished. So other than that, it's just business as usual.
Good. Angie, how's the safety department?
Good morning. I don't really have anything to add. We're just moving along.
Good. Sheriff, do you have anything to add?
I think the sheriff covered all the details. We're good.
Good.
Thanks, Chief.
Doug, how's the jail doing?
Everything.
Kind of getting all fixed up, fancied up?
It is all fancied up now, and I'd like to thank Rodney's staff. Everybody worked great. They made the time frame, which I was really stressing over the time frame, because it's costing us quite a bit to ship all those people out. But we got them all back in. It looks awesome. Couldn't be better. Head count's right around 90 this morning, so sticking right there in the high 80s, low 90s throughout the last few weeks. Other than that, nothing else exciting, but keeping busy.
Okay, thank you. Colton, how's the IT department doing?
Pretty good. We went up and did our training up in Ames last week. Got that all done. Learned quite a bit about the financial software, but don't really have anything else new to report, so.
Thank you. Ken, CDS, how's the mental health?
Going well. And I'd also like to thank Rodney and his crew. They came out yesterday and cleaned out the rest of our recovery center part of our building and got it cleaned out to the point where now Optime can come in and start putting furniture in for the new service for the new recovery center that starts July 1. So just appreciate the guys that worked hard on that. Appreciate getting that done.
Amy, county attorney.
Good morning. We're busy. We have a jury trial going today up on third floor. I have a couple agenda items, and it's still Board of Review month, so we're just, it's busy. We're hanging in there.
Brian Carter, secondary roads.
Good morning. Not a whole lot new. Mention or will remind that Iowa City Road with the intersection of Highway 61 will be going closed shortly. They didn't close it on Friday, and I'm guessing because of the rain over the weekend and inactivity, I'm going to guess it didn't get closed yesterday, but it'll be coming along here pretty quick. I know the signs are ready to go. So that'll be going. We did get another round of dust control started again yesterday. So they did the area over along Irish Ridge, 180 from that area. And then I think it's going to be a couple weeks before they're able to come back and do the rest of the program. So something to mention there. And we have done a couple pinching projects already this spring. And just so I mentioned that, Mill Dam Road, kind of got a light pinch here this week or late last week, and then Washington Road got that. So just a heads up if you get a call or something, just so you know what's going on.
Thank you. Cheryl, do you have anything?
Just have an agenda.
Chris Lee, conservation.
I had Youth Jamboree last weekend. Despite the rain and bad weather, we still had over 500 people show up to the park. We ended up having to shut the event down. It's the first time, I think ever, that we've actually had to close it altogether. And that was simply because of the lighting and the thunderstorms we were having. Rain, we just kept on going. Probably still would have saw 700 people show up. But with that lightning, we couldn't keep it going. So. That's kind of a bummer, but we got a little bit of a morning activity in, and so that was good. Otherwise, had a full park last weekend. I think we had one site available at Big Hollow last weekend, so the park, the reserve sites are booked up through the first weekend in June. So for the rest of this month, next weekend is our re-grand opening of the park. And kind of behind the scenes, we've been working on designing and fundraising for a playground up there. We get a lot of demand for that. We've got a design in mind. It'll be a cedar wood structure from a company out of New York. We get some numbers from that today. And just this morning, had an anonymous donor give us another $5,000 towards that. So I'm meeting with one of the local service clubs this evening. Possibly going to get a donation out of them. That's going to put us incredibly close to being able to pull the trigger and having that thing moving forward even yet this summer. So that's pretty exciting.
Good. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Did I miss anybody? Zach. Oh, Zach.
I snuck in here late.
It was late.
Yeah, but you I was running.
You sitting right by Chris. Yeah. You guys kind of look alike.
I think you should say thank you to Zach for that donation.
Yeah, it was not me, unfortunately. I can't take credit for that. I wish I could.
Oh, that was right.
It's a good project up there.
Yes.
I don't have too much new to report. We had those three items last week. Working on getting those. We had one recording already, and then working on the other two. And then we've just got a couple new subdivisions that are going to be in the works, and we've got a couple zoning permits that we're going through and just taking some phone calls. But nothing too significant at this time, so.
Okay. Sorry I missed you, Zach.
That's okay. Okay.
Correspondence. I have a letter here from DevCom. And this letter is to advise my resignation from DevCom. My last official day will be June the 1st, 2018. Although I have had very much enjoyed and appreciated my time with DESCOM, I have made a decision that it is time for me to move on and advance my career. Please accept my sincerest gratitude for allowing me to serve as a director for the last 4 years. The assistance and guidance I have been provided by both the control and advisory board has been invaluable and will stick with me throughout my professional career. I have made great relationships, both personal and professional, in Des Moines County, and will be proud to keep those as I move on. I want to thank the board for taking the chance on me 4 years ago as the first director of DESCOM and allowing me to really start my professional administrative career. My time here has been incredibly rewarding, both in learning experiences and relationships with everyone here. I will do everything in my power to make this the smoothest transition and will always make myself available if needed for any DESCOM issues or issues in all of Des Moines County that I may be of assistance with. Again, thank you for every opportunity I've been afforded here in Des Moines County. Sincerely, Johnny Platt.
He's going to be missed. He's put out the word for to find new guy. So
I've got some correspondence as well.
Yeah.
Day after day, Des Moines County correctional officers enter places where most citizens never want to go: the county jail. Behind those walls live inmates who broke laws and threatened society, in some cases violently and with no remorse. The work environment of a jail has demanding workplace challenges with little or no rewards. Working nights, weekends, and holidays away from their families is just one of the many hardships of this profession. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan signed Proclamation 5187, creating National Correctional Officers Week. The first full week in May has since been recognized as National Correctional Employees Week to honor the work of correctional personnel nationwide. Des Moines County Corrections employees serve a vital role in the criminal justice system, working to keep the public safe from dangerous criminals while providing coordinated rehabilitative services to ensure our inmates' successful reentry into our communities. Those working in this profession deserve the thanks and appreciation of all of Des Moines County's residents. I cannot fully express how proud I am of the Correctional Center's 40 employees who do so much for our county, both on and off the job. Douglas J. Irvine, Jail Administrator, Des Moines County. I don't know if that in the paper, I didn't see it, but I found that on the Hawkeye website, and I thought
It did get printed.
Did it? Okay.
Thank you for reading that. Appreciate
okay, that's a nice letter. Thank you.
Absolutely the truth.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
I'd say that goes with all the guys in my uniform.
Public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Jack
Dalston, 224-380 Street, Burlington. I was in here, I didn't keep track of dates, guy 5-6 weeks ago and told me we're going to circulate a petition to try to get you to legalize ATVs for people other than ag. And I just dropped in today. I'm going to be gone some here in the next month, and I decided to gather these up. Rough count, looks like we got around 850 names here on the petition that I want to present to the board today, and just tell you that you know, we're still wanting to push for it and keep you aware of the people's concerns to move ahead. Who do I give these to?
Send them right over here, Jack. We'll receive them.
You know, I know some people have said, well, the farmers are worried that they're going to come out and run on their ground. About four of them sheets came right out of the John Deere building up there, which sees a lot of farmers coming into the counter and going, here, I'll sign that and stuff, you know. And so you have mixed ones both ways. But there's several big farmers on there that are, you know, big farmers that, hey, we got no problem with it, Jack. We'll support you and stuff on it. So it can go both ways on that. And the second thing is, Big Hollow is a great place. I've been there and stuff. But we could use some maintenance on some of our other boat landings and stuff. The one out by me that you referred to is Casey Barrows. That's the only one that can be used on the river right now because your river's up and the rock is disappearing. I mow it several times a year myself, and I grade it with tractor and blade several times a year, but there's just nothing left there to work with on rock and stuff, guys. So we need to take a look at some of those things too, you know, besides Big Hollow. All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Anybody else? Okay. We shall move on to discussion of vote. We have accounts payable claims in the total of $663,172.09.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, next on the agenda is Minneapolis Community Theater Group CAT grant application.
Hi, I'm Tracy Lamb from the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. I've been working with the Minneapolis Community Theater Group and Tim and Rhonda Clover. The community vacated their ball field site and have moved that facility out by the school, which left a large open lot, and there's been several attempts to maybe do some housing, and housing infrastructure was just too expensive. So the ball field site is now going to become an event center, and it's a public-private partnership between the Clovers and the community theater group. Because of that involvement, we'd like to apply for a community attraction and tourism grant. And one of the requirements of that grant is that there is financial support from both the city of Minneapolis and Des Moines County. The Enhance Iowa, it used to be Vision Iowa, it's now Enhance Iowa, has, they don't give a whole lot of guidance as to how much that should be or what. It needs to probably be more than an atta girl and less than, you know, half the project. So I did want Tim and Rhonda to make some comments about what they're planning to do. And then I, if you have any questions of me, I know that you've had requests in the past for support for this particular grant funding opportunity. So if you have any questions of that, I can address that, but they'd be better able to address actually what they're planning to do. So.
Hi. I'm Rhonda Clover. This is my husband, Tim. Again, we're putting up an event center. It'll be able to accommodate up to 400 people. And we've talked with the community theater, and they would like to start putting on their performances again. We also want to utilize it for some other community events. And that we did a community Christmas dinner for seniors for about 11 years. And then it just got too large for any place in Minneapolis to be able to accommodate the amount of people that showed up. So we'd like to do that again. We also talked about maybe doing a senior day once a month where they got together and played cards and that kind of stuff. And of course, we'd use it for weddings, graduation parties, those kind of things too.
I read your business plan and I thought you did a nice job. But my problem is where you list the competition, you've got quite some number of local businesses there. And if the county's gonna give you money, basically that's taxing those businesses to finance their competition, and I can't go there.
Well, I think in the research that I did in Des Moines County, Henry County, there's approximately 400 weddings per year. And when I check the other facilities, they're not even touching the 400 with all of them combined. So I think there's plenty of business to go around. And I think it would be a great attraction for our community, especially with the four lane going through. It would be bring people in that don't normally come to our area and generate some money there too.
And it's a nice business plan. I'm sure you're right, and I admire you know the public spiritedness to be willing to donate your facility for the community theater and for things like that. But if there is that much demand out there, then I don't think you need the county's help. And like I said, I cannot tax one business to finance another one. I can't do that. And I wish you the best of luck. I wish all the luck in the world. I hope everything goes great for you.
Thank you.
But that's where I'm at. That's my problem.
If we did this, you know, we would have every new business wanting a hat grant to start up a new business. And I agree with Tom. And then your business plan, what really hit me real strong is you said the barn venue is a very hot trend right now, but it's going to fade. That's kind of putting a finger on somebody that started their own business up without any help from anybody. And I really, you know, that hit me pretty hard. Because Glenn Dennings did a good job out there. And it you kind of pointed them out like they're going to go downhill and you're going to pick it up.
That's not what I was inferring.
Well, that's kind of what it insinuated to me, you know. But out of all these others, that's the one that you put in there. I'd have to do a lot of thinking on this.
I definitely want more thinking. I just saw it over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Any questions?
Would you consider a portion of the project that would be specific? There are going to be certain amenities included in this project because of the involvement with the theater group, and they are a public attraction for and a public entity. Would you consider, would it be more palatable, I guess, I don't really like that word, but if we focus just on their involvement, there's going to be a movable stage, there's going to be additional seating, there's going to be some extra things that will be part of the project because they are going to be in-house.
After reading the paper this morning, the article in the paper stated that they have not been booted out of the school.
They haven't been booted out of the school, but the school schedule has made it nearly impossible for them to stage any of their productions. I don't think there's been any official, you can't be here, but there's some fierce competition. School's very busy and utilizes that facility a lot, and they have difficulty finding time to stage a production. So it's kind of a good, bad problem to have, really. They've outgrown their space. The school's more productive now with that space. They have different instructors that are more active with the students now. That had graduated from that school recently, so.
Speaking to me, it wouldn't make any difference.
Okay.
I wish you the best of luck. I'm happy to see this done. I hope it works great for everybody. But at the end, we would be financing direct competition with a dozen, 15 local businesses. I can't do that, but I wish you the best of luck, and it's not very much fun saying no, but that's where I'm at, and it's no offense to you.
Oh, I wouldn't give up on the idea just yet, but I would like, I'd got to have more time.
So should we schedule time to come back, or how do we? The application deadline is July 1st. So
I'd like to have a little bit of time just to hear
sure.
from the public, see what they say.
Okay.
I do want to read a letter of support for you though. This came to the Des Moines County Supervisor. Says I'm writing this letter to support for the Clover Creek event venue on behalf of the directors of Minneapolis Community Theater. At our most recent meeting, we voted to monetarily support this venue in amount of $10,000. It is our understanding that the Clovers will seek a CAT grant to help cover the portion of the cost of the facility. The facility will allow the MCT to once again practice at the present musical featuring community individuals of all ages. The MCT has a long history of presenting these shows, and they have been very popular among residents of Des Moines County. Individuals from the other communities have participated in the performances as well. The Clovers intend to host other community events in the facility as well. We believe in having the event venue, such as Clover Creek venue, or event venue, will be an asset to our entire area. Thank you for choosing, considering their request. Respectfully submitted, Jeff L. Burgess, Treasurer, Minneapolis Community Theater. So, we did have a letter. Thank you. And if you get something else put together, you know, let us know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The airport bought that old restaurant, what was Tender Trap, the Tender Trap in December 2016. And the, so as you know, the tax year 2016 taxes are paid in 17-18. So first half taxes were paid in September of 2017, with the second half taxes would be due, and a governmental entity does not have to file for exemption. They get it automatically. So when it was closed in December 16, the file had already been transferred to the auditor's office, and the auditor's office, they can't grant them exception, but when it reaches the auditor's office, the only way to stop it is for the Board of Supervisors to abate it. So I would move to abate those taxes.
Second.
Terry.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And the amount was $1,405 each. Resolution to approve the 2018 and 19 appropriations.
We skipped one.
What's that? I skipped one.
Audit.
Approval engagement letter for FY 2018 audit. I had it crossed off already. That would be. Do you have anything in there, Cheryl? This is from Anderson Larkin Company. This is our county audit. We got two copies in the engagement letter. And everything has been good. We are a good, solid we're pleased to confirm our understanding of the services we provide Des Moines County. Year ending June 30, 2018, we will audit the financial statements of the government activities, each major fund, and aggregated the remaining fund information, including the related notes of financial statements, which collectively comprise the basic financial statements for Des Moines County of Iowa. So,
this is the same contract as before.
Yeah, same contract.
Before we did a contract, and this is just the engagement letter that they do previous to each audit.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, now we get a resolution to approve the 2018-2019 appropriations.
So the appropriations for next fiscal year will be $49,568,645. That includes $8,950,864 in fiscal agent funds. So funds that we write checks and take in the money, where we just act as the agent for those. Other funds like Southeast Iowa Lane Gang, E911, and DESCOM, and those types. So the county's portion of this appropriation is $40,617,781.
So this has already been budgeted, only the county can't spend it until it's been appropriated. It's just another step.
Yep. Another step in the process.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Do you want to stamp too?
Yes, please.
Stamp man. Okay.
This will be difficult today.
Yep.
He said he didn't have a problem with the liquor license. Well, I'm assuming he didn't have a problem with the cigarette license. Motion to approve.
Second.
Cheryl, or Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Cheryl.
I don't think my head's clear yet. Yesterday I got put under and have a procedure done. And it's been, now we're for this item G, resolution for stepping up initiative. This is whereas counties routinely provide treatment service to the estimated 2 million people with serious mental illness in jail each year. Whereas the prevalence rates of serious mental illness in jails, all three, six times higher than for the general public. Whereas almost three quarters of adults with serious mental illness in jails have co-occurring substance use disorders. Whereas adults with mental illness tend to stay longer in jail and upon the release are at a higher risk reactivism than people without these disorders. Whereas the county jails spend 2 to 3 times more on adults with mental illness that require interventions compared to those without these treatment needs. Whereas the appropriate treatment of service people with good mental illness continue to cycle through the criminal justice system, often resulting in tragic outcomes for these individuals and their families. Whereas Des Moines County and all counties take pride in their responsibility to protect and enhance the health and welfare and the safety of its residents in effective, in a cost-effective way. Whereas Des Moines County has developed a jail transition program utilizing screening process to help individuals suffering from mental illness transitions out of jail by offering mental health supports. Des Moines County is host to a crisis stabilization home. Law enforcement officers in Des Moines County are receiving crisis intervention training. Des Moines County offers mental health assessments with the twin goals of providing the proper level of care and reducing the number of persons with mental illness returning to jail. Whereas we're stepping up with the National Association of Counties, the County and State Governments, Justice Center, and the American Psychiatric Association Foundation are encouraging public, private, and nonprofit partners to reduce the number of people with mental illness in jails. Now therefore, let it be resolved that the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors do hereby sign on and call to action to reduce the number of people with mental illness in our county jail, commit to sharing lessons learned with other counties in my state and across the country to support a national initiative in encouraging all county officials, employees, and residents in participating in Stepping Up. We resolve to utilize the comprehensive resource available through Stepping Up. What's your wish, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah.
Do you want to read it again, anybody?
I think we can read it.
I was going to say, if anybody said yes, we're going to come up here and read it. What's your wishes?
Motion to approve the proclamation.
Okay.
Second.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Thanks, Terry.
That was pretty easy because we've been talking about that for how long?
Yeah. Okay, we have personnel action. $1,698.92. Do you know what her previous rate was, Amy?
I wouldn't know it right off the top of my head, no.
Yeah. And the second one is Dawn Callison, 1 year anniversary step increase.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have four of them for Conservation Department here. first one is Francis Owen, resignation. Final date is 5/15 of 2018. And the second one, I got a letter with it. It says, "Dear Chris, the last 3 years of working for Des Moines County Conservation Board have been a wonderful experience, and I've had the benefit of working with some amazing people. This makes my decision to leave a difficult one. I'm resigning from my position as a naturalist for Des Moines County Conservation. I've accepted a position as a naturalist for Johnson County Conservation, and this new opportunity will bring me closer to my family. My last official day will be May the 15th. The time I have spent with Des Moines County has shaped me personally and professionally. I will always cherish the experience I gained while working here, and I will do everything I can to ensure the smoothest transition possible as you look to complete your team again. My best, Francis Owens." Let's do this one separately.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Terry?
Tom Roker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Chris, this is a good time for my question. What are the responsibilities of a naturalist?
So they lead all of our summer camps, all of our in-school programs, all of our field trips. Here recently, since we've been overhauling all of our curriculum, she's been integral in rebuilding the curriculum for all those said programs, and as well as she's done a lot of the lead on the design work of these new displays and stuff that we did there at the Nature Center. So they're basically our lead educator. They take care of all of the education side of things, and then our environmental education coordinator does some of that as well, but also manages the Nature Center. So the facilities, they're also a facilities manager, and then kind of oversees the development and build out of the curriculum and things like that.
Thank you.
Next three here is we have a Diane Jennings, day hire, naturalist assistant. New rate would be $11.50 an hour. And Robin Smollett, a new hire, day naturalist assistant, $11.50 an hour. And Diane Vance, a day hire, natural assistance, $11.50 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Just for clarification for everyone else, these are day hire naturalists, so they're kind of we call them in as needed. So a lot of times they'll sat at the Nature Center, say on Saturdays, or they'll help out a day here, a day there. We're not rehiring three naturalists.
We have reports. We have the sheriff's report for April 2018, and we have general assistance report for 2018. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your reviewing at your convenience. We have the minutes from the regular meeting on May the 8th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business, gentlemen?
Yeah, I would move to approve or receive the petition.
Oh. Second.
Okay, Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Future agenda items.
Jeff, you could have typed those all out, it'd been easier.
I'm old school.
Well, we did, it'd be the table, or the work session for Krista, and listen to what they have to say. So, you, Krista, and Terry,
Terry work out
a schedule.
Okay. No, I do not.
Ready report.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Lake Advisory Board and the Governing Board meetings, and we got presentations from Optima and Transition Lake Jail Diversions on recent data of people served, and I was at the Greater Brewing Partnership this morning meeting, and they're going to have a three-on-three basketball tournament like they used to have downtown Brewing down on the riverfront in August.
You're not looking to Bob and I and you, I hope.
I'm thinking we need to discuss this.
That discussion won't last long.
Perhaps not.
I'm sorry.
I just threw it out there. That's all I have.
Board of Health meeting and DESCOM meeting. About it. I think you heard what the DESCOM meeting was about. You heard what the Board of Health was about, so.
I had a press meeting. It was real smooth. Our pump truck in the last 3 months saved us $53,000.
$53,000
on pumping.
Wow.
And what we've done on the side, so it seems to be doing pretty good.
You've got that committee under control.
You guys can't have it. A tough 5 years, I'll tell you.
Yeah. We appreciate your work on it.
Okay, public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please stand. Take your name, say no light rise. Move to adjourn.
Aye.
We do have a work session following the meeting. Stepping up an issue.
Yeah, I'm saying is that.